From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After months of rumors, most observers in Kabul, Afghanistan, now believe that American officials have met with the Taliban envoy face-to-face. If true, that man is most likely Tayyip Aga, the head of the Taliban Political Committee. He's one of a handful of people in the world said to have direct contact with Mullah Omar, the group's obscure leader. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent this profile of the man who may be talking peace for the Taliban.
When U.S. authorities revealed this summer that they were negotiating with a close associate of Mullah Omar, it was widely assumed to be Aga.
All along, what the U.S. was asking for was an address, so to speak, or a point of contact with the Taliban. It looks like they've developed that in the last year.
Anand Gopal, a journalist who has interviewed senior Taliban leaders, says Tayyip Aga is the logical person for the Americans to be speaking with. His identity is known, which avoids the possibility of another embarrassing hoax, like the Afghan last year who convinced American and British authorities that he was a Taliban negotiator. And Tayyip Aga still has the trust of Mullah Omar, says Anand Gopal.
Maybe 5 or 6 people in the world actually have regular access to Omar. And it wouldn't be surprising that Aga would be one of those just because of their history, because in the final days before the government had fallen, most of the Taliban officials had fled and were hiding, but Aga was staying close to Mullah Omar by his side. Those things matter even today. It would make a lot of sense if somebody like Aga is involved in these talks.
Aga has given scattered interviews since he escaped Afghanistan at the end of 2001. He is rumored to have been arrested by Pakistani authorities last year, along with other Taliban leaders. The arrests first appeared to be a sign of Pakistani cooperation, but observers later concluded that Pakistan was arresting Taliban figures who had made peace overtures to the United Nations. The theory was that Pakistan's powerful spy agency, the ISI, didn't want peace talks unless it was in control of them. Observers say if Tayyip Aga has been involved in talks in Qatar or in Europe with the Americans, it probably means Pakistan has signed off on the process and allowed him to travel. Still, some doubt Aga will offer any breakthrough. Political commentator Waheed Mujda, who worked with Tayyip Aga in the Taliban government, says Aga's importance is being exaggerated.
He was a young man in that time. It was 25. Now he is 35, maybe. And during this 10 years, it was impossible for him to go to university or some other places. Just maybe he studied some other religious books.
What's more, Mujda says he doesn't believe there are real talks going on. Mujda says that Western sources are trying to spread rumors across the Taliban insurgency that the leadership is cutting a deal while the foot soldiers sacrifice themselves in battle.
It's a completely lie. And Americans want to make problem inside Taliban, and they want to make some Taliban armed people think if the negotiation is held, why we should fight.
Mujda says the Taliban have been conducting negotiations, but only regarding the release of prisoners they're holding. But Anand Gopal says it's the prisoner release talks that are cover for preliminary peace talks.
It's important for the Taliban to maintain for their rank and file a sense that they're not willing to talk so that there's no decrease in morale amongst their troops. But the reality is that there are contacts through back channels that have been going on.
Even if talks have begun, they must first answer several questions. American officials say the insurgency is increasingly fragmented, and it's unclear just how much influence Mullah Omar still wields. If he is bringing the Taliban to the table, it remains to be seen whether the insurgents will be offering terms that are acceptable to Afghan society or to the West. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.